When Olmsted saw New York, he saw already a big city becoming fouled by too much development, too much industry, pollution, and he saw the need to sort of civilize people by putting him in the presence of nature in the core of the city. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to create parks that would bring nature into the city. He wasn't as bold as designing a whole city around nature. Okay. Olmsted got so bold as to say, well, then he would design roads, you know, and the first parkways were designed by Olmsted and his sons. And so his three sons became more like, or his two sons, John and Frederick Jr., they became a little bit more like Horace Cleveland in sort of designing everything. Mm-hmm. And then Olmsted also was a contemporary with Muir. And Olmsted visited Yosemite Valley before Muir did, and he proposed that Yosemite Valley become a state park, California State Park, and it was. Mm. And both of these men influenced Teddy Roosevelt, President Roosevelt. Mm. Olmsted then later became a real sort of founder of the concept of national parks. So landscape architects had a huge effect, not only on the design of cities and roads. And engineers didn't design the roads. They assisted the landscape architects and worked on the drainage and mm-hmm. bridges and stuff like that. Landscape architects also created the idea of the national parks, and they were very much part of this idea that the national parks would be the wild and beautiful places that later would give identity to Americans who all came from somewhere else and had no identity. Mm-hmm. I mean, had no new identity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all the people from Europe and Asia who came to America would travel to visit the national parks and realize these are the landscapes that make us American.